On to the bottom of the third inning where the game is tied 1-1. Gary Griffith along with you here on ESPN Radio 102.3 FM, The Ticket. Some of you are listening online at theticket102.com. Now down in South Carolina is my good buddy there, Mr. Mike King. His wife, Lisa, they're listening, and Abby King is listening also this afternoon, so it's great to have them along. All right, here we go. Bottom of the third inning, game tied at one, and now I will turn Marla McKenna's microphone up. And I'll get to her right after this pitch. It is swung on a miss, strike one to Elias Torres. Marla, thank you for taking time.
Thank you for having me today. I'm excited to be here.
You are the author of a book called Mom's Big Catch. Have I got that correct? I do.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, tell us about the book.
Yeah, Mom's Big Catch was inspired by an actual event that happened at Miller Park in Milwaukee. So I've traveled a long way to be here today, and I couldn't be happier.
You know, I could never detect from your accent that you're from Milwaukee.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I don't have an accent. You have an accent.
I have an accent, right. Marla is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin at Madison, where my dear wife Debbie also graduated. And you are from Wisconsin. My wife is not.
I am. I live in the Milwaukee area, and I graduated from Madison in the journalism school.
That's a great program.
It is.
Are they proud of your book?
Yes, yes. And it's helped me get where I am today, so I couldn't be happier.
Now, what was the concept for this book?
Well, the ending is just kind of crazy, and it's unique, and I just thought I should write about it. And you have to read it. I'm not going to give the ending away, but it's been a lot of fun. And the great thing about this book is that it can be customized to fit any baseball team, and that's why I'm here. The Rays have their very own customized book.
So I would assume it's a paradigm that you're trying to use all over the country.
Absolutely, to promote literacy, family, and baseball. And
talking to
a lot of minor and major league teams. So the book can be customized with the team logo, mascot, stadium, and pennant, and all the colors. So every team gets their own book, and the kids love it. And it's kids' day-to-day, as you know, you can hear them. And that's what's making it a lot of fun, because the kids like to have their own team book.
Well, how many teams have caught on or signed up for you?
We're getting there. There's several minor league teams that I'm talking to, and I've got a lot of major league teams, too, that I'm working with. So some unofficial and some official. So I think 2014 will be the season for Mom's Big Catch.
When did the book come out?
2 years ago, July 26th, but it still seems brand new to me.
Well, I live in Myrtle Beach. They have a farm team there. They belong to the Texas Rangers.
Ooh.
That's in the Carolina League. Have you contacted that league?
I haven't, but I think I found my connection right now through you.
Well, no,
no, I haven't yet.
I used to call games for that team, but no longer. But they have a great facility there. As you go through the country, I hope you're fortunate enough to, you know, go through the country. You'll see a lot of really nice minor league ballparks.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think the greatest joy for me right now is that I get to go, and I love baseball, and I love kids, and I've also gotten to go to a lot of schools throughout the country and teach, you know, the writing process, the publishing process, and just encourage kids to follow their dreams and never give up and go for it, whatever they want to do. Because it did take me a while to get this book published, and once I got it published, you know, it's starting to take off, so it's been really exciting.
Publishing is not an easy task.
It's not. It's not. And I tell the kids, too, just because you get it published, I mean, you still have to work really hard. You still have to work really hard to get it out there. And I've been fortunate enough that a lot of the teams, you know, are picking it up and are liking it. And I get to have just a wonderful experience traveling the country, going to baseball stadiums. It's like a baseball stadium tour, and it's great.
Where's your next stop?
We are actually heading home after this. So, and we were in Nashville, and we were in Bluefield. There's also going to be music coming to the book. So it's going to be a full package with Mom's Big Catch songs as well.
Here's a ground ball to the third baseman, Rodriguez. He throws out Armando Ariza, and that's just the first out. Bottom of the third inning, a runner at second for the
fielder,
Princeton Rays, game tied 1-1. Marla McKenna is with me. She's the author of Mom's Big Catch. She was in Bluefield yesterday.
Yep, Blue Jays book there.
Now, in Nashville, do they still have the scoreboard that looks like a
they
big
do.
Guitar?
The Nashville yeah. Sounds, absolutely. It's really cool to see.
Yeah, I used to broadcast in that league when they were in the Southern League, and of course everybody remembers the guitar as a scoreboard.
Yes, it was one of the stadiums we stopped at as well.
What is unique about your book that you want people to know? Sorry.
That's okay. What is unique about my book that I want people to know? Well, another really neat thing is that part of the proceeds go to the Linda Blair World Heart Foundation, and that's a charity that saves and rescues dogs. And we've donated several thousand dollars so far, and singer, actor, musician Rick Springfield is matching my donation. So that's been a nice
Jesse's girl.
Extra. Yes. And that's been really great, too. So it's just been a great experience.
A fly ball deep to center field by Hunter Lockwood is caught by Cham Stewart. That's deep enough for Torres to tag, and he takes third base. So two outs, a runner at third for the Princeton Braves.
Do you have
another book, you know, conceptualized?
I do. It's a follow-up to Mom's Big Catch. Same character, same positive message, but I've got it all in my head, but it's not written yet, and it's a secret. I haven't even shared it with my daughters.
Well, I've seen the title is called Dad Makes an Error.
No, that's not it. But Mom's Big Catch has me pretty busy right now, you know, working with baseball teams and going to schools and visiting with the kids and just sharing the whole story. So,
and where can people get your book?
Mom's Big Catch can be purchased at marlamckenna.com. I can sign it to the kids, and there's all different versions. The Rays, Blue Jays, there's a Wrigley version, there's a White Sox version so far, and the original, the stadium looks like Miller Park. But it also can be found where books are sold, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all over.
Underscore that. You can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. A wild pitch a moment ago just enabled Elias Torres to score. It's now 2-1 P-Rays. You mentioned a White Sox and a Cubs version.
Yes.
However,
those are unofficial.
Yeah, well, never shall those twain meet in the same household, of course.
I know.
You can't have a Cubs fan and a White Sox fan in the same household.
Well, and I'm from Milwaukee, so. But you know what? I've learned throughout this whole experience that I am just a baseball fan. And it's important to share the story and reading with all baseball fans. And the kids can relate to it because, like I said, it's for their team. So I've put my competitiveness of different teams aside and just, you know, going after the love of baseball. And reading.
David,
and kids.
Sorry, David Garcia draws a walk. Now the P-Rays have another base runner. There are two outs here in the bottom of the third. So before you get away, of course, I have to ask you an extremely important question since you are from Milwaukee and Wisconsin. On February 3rd, when it's 6 degrees below where you live, would you rather be in Milwaukee or, say, South Carolina?
South Carolina, probably, yeah.
But everybody from Wisconsin says, but it's a dry cold.
Yeah, it's still humid there, though, in summer, but it's pretty humid here today. But, you know, I've grown up there all my life, so you just kind of get used to it. But I don't like the cold.
Excuse me, you said humid here today. You do need to make a little further south trip.
Yeah, it's cooler here today than it has been on our trip, that's for sure.
Garcia breaks for second. Here's a throw. It's late. The throw goes into center field. But Garcia will hold at second base. Marla McKenna is with me. She is the author of Mom's Big Catch, which you can purchase at Amazon, correct? Mm-hmm. At Barnes & Noble. And then what was that third?
My website, which I encourage people to look at because I can personalize it there and all the versions are there. It's marlamckenna.com. Yes.
Not Maria, as I introduce myself to you. Not me as Maria. I said, are you Maria?
I get that, yeah. It's Marla, and I encourage people to...
Here's a swing and a drive to left field, and that ball is gone. A two-run home run for Travis Flores, and the P-Rays lead the Kingsport Mets 4-1. Home run number 5 for Flores. RBIs 11 and 12 for Travis, he touches home plate. It's a 4-1 lead now for the Princeton Rays. David Garcia scoring on the home run. And the batter now, Yoel Araujo. Kingsport still does not have anyone warming up in their bullpen. Well, when there is a third out, you will leave us. So this is your forum. What else would you like people to know about your book or anything else?
Well, I think it's important that people check out the website, MarlaMcKenna.com, because you'll see all of the great things the book's involved with, the positive message. I've been lucky enough to go out to spring training and sit with some real baseball greats, Fergie Jenkins and his foundation, Bill Buckner.
This is interesting.
Yeah.
I mentioned Bill Buckner earlier in the game.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a great guy. So I've had some really great opportunities. Jody Davis, Pete LeCocq. I mean, it's just some wonderful people who have actually really helped me with my book as well. So it's been really, really exciting.
You mentioned you have a chance to go into a lot of schools. Have you been an educator?
I haven't, but I love kids. I always have worked in marketing and graphic design, graduating from the journalism school. But I've always had a passion for teaching children, and I think I found something that I just really love to do. And it's a passion because it doesn't feel like a job to me.
Well, you're in luck. School starts in a month. I've already checked with the Mercer County Public Schools. I have an application for you if you want to
okay.
fill it out.
Might be a long commute, but.
Yoel Araujo just struck out. That ends the bottom of the third, but not before the Princeton Rays score 3 runs, and they now lead 4-1. Marla McKenna, she's the author of Mom's Big Catch. You can purchase that at Amazon.com. You can buy it at Barnes & Noble and at Marla.McKenna, or is it Marla McKenna?
MarlaMcKenna.com.
MarlaMcKenna.com. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
I'll be back with the fourth inning on ESPN Radio 102.3 FM in a moment.
Join the community of faith at First United Methodist Church.